It's late night tonight with your hosts, Matt and Kat. Hey, everybody, how's it going? Da, 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 da.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's going on? Disneyland, Los Angeles vacations, good times, family fun, lots of money spent, junk food galore in the tiki, 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 tiki room. You know, I had this brief thought.
You know what I, when you said that, the tiki, tiki, tiki room, all I could hear was the click of the beats. Remember the beeps,
yes,
how they
all
click?
They do is click, just clickety
click,
clack.
Click, click, click.
The whole time, clicking. The whole time. It's like they can't put a little felt inside their mouths so it doesn't click, click, click the whole time. I mean, this is Disney we're talking about. They spent $40 billion on everything else, but the tiki room still clicks.
Well, the tiki room has been there for a long time. Tiki Room was one of
it's
the
original.
The Tiki Room, I think, is the first animatronic kind of thing
it
they
is,
had there.
From my understanding, Walt Disney's one of his top favorite places that he had built at Disneyland. So much so that's like written into Disneyland law that no matter what they plan on doing, that Tiki Room is going to sit right there, click clacking along.
I would be shocked if they ever took it out.
Walt Disney was such a magical man. You know, I had this thought, and we're gonna have to do it. We're gonna have to do it. I had this thought a couple hours ago, and it wasn't enough time to quickly pull it through. But Perry Von Vicious is Mr. Disney. He got married there. He proposed to his wife there. He goes there every single time. He's in Southern California. Me and him visited a couple of times when we were doing wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to get him on the show because he is not only like Mr. Disney, but like the encyclopedia of Walt Disney facts.
He's probably been to the 33 restaurant.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. He knows all kinds of stuff like that. Like that restaurant, he knows all about things like, you know, Walt Disney had a bedroom there and, you know, what window it is that looked down Main Street and just the magical man that was Walt Disney, right? And just the fanciful Neverland that he existed in throughout his life and mm-hmm. built in Southern mm-hmm. California to lord over Main Street, trapped in 1942 USA.
When did Disneyland open in 1956, I think?
Something like that. But, you know, Main Street, I guess Main Street might be 50. I'm not sure exactly what the time period of Main Street is supposed to be.
But, oh, you know, it's supposed to, oh, yeah.
But, you know, it's Americana galore.
Yes.
You know, it is old-timey walk-through stores on either side. You've got horse-drawn trolleys and barbershop quartets.
Yes.
You've got people dressed like Mary Poppins. You know, it's like the Mary Poppins Welcome Center to Disneyland.
It is.
But, you know, that's also after the incredibly arduous walk from the parking lot.
Oh, there's not such thing anymore.
The last time I went, that walk was killer.
Because that parking lot is so far away now, yeah. Because California Adventure sits on top of the parking lot.
Right.
Right?
The old parking lot for Disney.
The old parking lot is California Adventure.
Yeah, no, now you got to park like a mile and a half away. It took forever.
Yeah, that's why they got the trams. It's far.
Yeah.
It's far.
Yeah, it's super far. It's too far. It's far enough for me to not ever want to go, honestly. So... The last time I went, I huffed it. I walked it from the parking lot. There was no tram. We didn't find a tram.
Well, I don't know. I don't know why y'all didn't.
Huh. Maybe we didn't look hard
because
enough.
Because the tram runs constantly.
Yeah, I guess we didn't look hard enough.
Maybe you guys just didn't even look. Maybe you just started hoofing.
Maybe. Because I remember walking a lot with Perry, too.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Whatever. I don't know how to do Disney. Disney's changed so much since I was a kid. You can't just walk around and do stuff anymore.
Oh, heck no, you can't.
No, it's way hard. It's too hard. It's
I haven't been there since COVID, but I know it's very, very different now.
I have been since COVID, but, you know, it was after all of the restrictions were lifted.
You have to have reservations now.
Yeah, so, you know, you got to reserve your spot in the thing, but at the time that I went, you know, I don't know if they've changed anything since then, but at the time I went, you can only reserve one thing at one time, and you still had to wait 3 hours.
Oh, it's not like that.
Like, what are you supposed to do in that meantime? You can't reserve more than one thing. You can't stack your day and go from here to there to there to here to there. I mean, you couldn't when I went.
You can stack your day now.
Well, good, because that was a necessary upgrade. It made it impossible to do anything.
Oh, I know. You know, well, let's just get this part out of the way. I love Disneyland, but it's priced out your average young family. Mm-hmm. Your average young family can't go. And you know, where you used to be able to do fast passes and stuff like that, just arrange your fast passes, you can still do that, but it's a fee.
Mm-hmm.
It's an upgrade now.
It used to be just a ticket. Hey, come on back.
Yeah. You could just do your, get a fast pass. You used to be able to just get a fast pass or you could do single rider line. You'd wind up on the ride with your party anyway. Sometimes you wouldn't, but more than likely you'd wind up with your party anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. That fast pass was awesome. That era of fast pass, that was the time to go.
It was.
It really was, because, you know, you could fast pass your favorite stuff and still get on other things while you're waiting for your fast pass time to come on, and the lines moved. See again, my most recent experience was very challenging to do anything because they had those reserved things, and so they always let the reserved people on, and there was 100 reserved people at all times.
Yeah.
Which means that which means that the general standing never moved. So it was just, whoever came up with that system just messed everything up, and I'm glad it's over.
Well, it's still there to a certain degree, but it's just a little more maneuverable now.
Well, you know some Disney files. I'm sure you've been updated to the nines over what's been going on at the park.
I have, because I have friends that have been recently, so they kind of gave me the down low on all of it.
Yeah. Necessary. Yeah. Always stay abreast. Of what to expect.
Now, let me tell you a little bit about Disneyland in 1972.
From way back when, not now. Not the challenging days of now, but the much easier time of 1967, you said?
No, 1972.
Okay.
1972 was the first time I went to Disneyland. I was 11 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I didn't come from a family where you vacation together very much. My parents didn't do family vacations. I think I only have one or two photos of the four of us together.
Yeah.
Because to be honest with you guys, my parents didn't like each other. They didn't love each other. They didn't like each other. So it was a shit fest all the time.
Hey, Cheryl. Welcome.
It was.
What a time to pop in while Mom is explaining why she doesn't have family photos of her and her brother and her mom and dad.
So I was, you know, we went to Disneyland in 1972. I was 11 years old. My dad did not go. It was my mom and my brother and I.
Mm-hmm.
So we were just so, so excited. We had never been there before.
Right.
My mom had never been there.
Most of the world probably hadn't been there yet. It was 1972.
My mom had never been to Disneyland either. And she came to California when, you know, before Disneyland was ever open. And in 1972... It's crazy to think. My mom was 30. That's it.
Wow. That really does put things into perspective. That's my mom, grandma you're talking about.
Because she was only 19 when she had
dark
me. So my
hair,
mom was
not
a whole whopping 30.
Gray.
She was a whole whopping 30.
Lithe, springy on her feet. Ready to tackle the marching up and down of Main Street of Disneyland.
Oh, nothing. I can remember it well, like it was yesterday. It was so fun. Going on the Pirates of the Caribbean with Grandma.
Yo-ho, yo-ho.
Oh, now,
this
yo-ho.
This is the original
before all
of the current upgrades with the holograms and the da-da-da. This is the original.
But a lot of it was the same, Matt. Pirates of the Caribbean has not been upgraded all that much, really. Mm-hmm. They added Johnny Depp in there, but the rest of it was already there.
It hasn't changed very much over
the lady
lifetime.
in the crystal ball and all that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the keys and whoop, whoop, whoop,
and
all
the dog.
That was all there.
I think they
you know,
might have
the,
taken the
ship with the flames and all that.
Mm-hmm. I think they might have taken the red light district out.
Oh, yeah, they might have taken the red dye plant out.
You know, when they're like whatever hanging out of the windows,
Yes, and they're
you
chasing.
know.
Yes.
Yeah,
They might have
I
taken that
think they might
out.
have removed that.
I know Johnny Depp is hanging from a rope now, and he's toward
Yeah,
the end too.
yeah,
He's
he's
with
in
all
like
the jewels.
two or three places, Johnny Depp is.
Yes. Yes, he's in
Genie.
two or three places. Johnny Depp's in two or three places. But going on a Pirates of the Caribbean with Grandma was so fun.
Yeah.
Because, you know, she's not a ride person for one thing. She would never go on like Splash Mountain or something like that.
Right.
But she went on Pirates of the Caribbean, and we went two or three times.
Just again and again.
The little dip, oh my gosh, she was just so fun. She was just like, so fun. So fun. And back then, there was no general admission to Disneyland. You went to Disneyland with and you got and you bought a book of tickets. And you know, if you got to be a certain age, you got to be a certain age. And I've made this reference several times with something going on in life, and I was like, holy crap, man, that was an e-ticket ride. If you don't know Disneyland with tickets, that's a joke that's going to go over your head. That's, you know, expression that's going to go over your head, because you know the Matterhorn, Pirates of the Caribbean, a couple other, it's a small world. Those were e-ticket rides.
So there's like A ticket, B ticket, C ticket.
An e-ticket ride was that was the cream of
The
the crop. That
epitome.
was the cool one. The
Okay.
e-ticket rides. So that, yeah, they were A through
Oh
E.
man.
So like the carousel in Fantasyland was just an A-ticket ride. Maybe flying with Pinocchio might have been a C-ticket ride. You know,
Them
the
E
flight,
tickets.
but the E-tickets.
Few and far between, the rare
There
E.
wasn't that many rides that were E-ticket rides. Pirates of the Caribbean was one of them. The Matterhorn was one of them. Probably the submarine too. I don't
Oh,
remember.
yeah.
And back then, there was no Space Mountain yet. Space Mountain came soon after that.
So.
Because by 1979, when I went again
For high school.
for grad night,
Yeah.
Space Mountain was there.
Man, what a time to be alive.
You know, you guys, I have only been on Space Mountain, I think, once, because that sucker's broken every time I go. It's
I've been on
broken.
Space
Space Mountain
Mountain.
is broken all the dang
I've been
time.
on Space Mountain. I've been on Space Mountain with the family, so it was definitely working at least one time that we were there.
One time.
At least one time. And it might
And
have broken down shortly after.
last time I went on Space Mountain, I was like, nope, not doing that again, because the dark, it wouldn't happen to me if it wasn't dark in there. The darkness gives me motion sickness so bad.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because you
That makes
don't know
sense.
which way you're going, your brain gets wacky. And I got motion sickness from it, even though, you know, and for a roller coaster, because Space Mountain's basically a roller coaster, right? For a roller coaster, it's a long ride.
Yes, it is. It really
It's
is.
long.
But it's all
Usually,
compact, you know? It's like you're just swirling around the inside of that.
it is really. It's very swirly. There's no click, 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 click. Not very much of that.
No, go. It's not about the rise and fall. It's about the fat. It's like being trapped in like, I don't know, some sort of space tornado.
Yeah,
With the
it's
flashing
something.
lights and the stars that go by. I mean, it's a neat experience, but also at the same time, not for the faint of heart.
No, I don't. I won't be doing the Space Mountain again. The last time I went on it was a few years ago, and I really got queasy. It was like,
Yeah.
nice Space Mountain in it no more.
No more
Because
Space Mountain.
and if it were shorter, it wouldn't do that.
Space Mountain is X'd out of the future. Cheryl also has had unfortunate, unfun experiences on Space Mountain, so you are not alone.
Yeah, so
It
I
said it
didn't
almost
get.
gave her whiplash.
Yeah, I've heard that too. I've heard that too. You know, and for whatever reason, Space Mountain has quite a weight limit on it. So, and then the cars are kind of too big. The cars house too many humans to be within weight sometimes.
Got it.
So if you and the, so they you they load it up and then like they weigh it, and then if it's overweight, it kind of goes click, 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 and it goes over here. And they start shuffling people.
Yeah. Well, hey, we got
And
to
if
keep
you're the
everybody
biggest
safe.
person in there, that's going to make you feel like crud.
Well, you know, I mean, that's a part of living life like that, I guess, you know. I'm not
Yeah.
saying it's invited or welcome, but it's just a fact of having that experience.
Yeah.
So,
So let me
but
tell you something else about 1972,
I
though.
am all ears for 1972. It sounds like a great time. You know, that's before you went home and told everybody what happened on Facebook and shared all your pictures. You had to go like walk your high school halls and be like, "Hey, this is what happened." What a
Right.
time.
So when I went to 1972, when I was 11 years old, my brother was 9. And it was just my mom, my brother Billy, and
Wait a
me.
minute, is this the Tom Sawyer Island thing?
Yes.
All right, go ahead.
So, Tom Sawyer Island is right across, where the haunted house is and where Pirates of the Caribbean are over there in New Orleans
Yeah,
Square.
it's a big water. That's where Fantasmic or whatever happens with the big water show.
Yeah, that water
Mark
show.
Twain's boat or whatever comes through.
Yeah, and the paddle boat, the
Yeah,
big.
right there in the French Quarter where you can get your beignets and your tiki room is nearby. But
Rooms in Frontierland. Yeah.
there's a path
So,
right
and the
there in.
world, I love that, and that's where we used to always get. Remember, Matt, that's the couple of times where I've got you guys to add pictures done of you guys in chalk.
Yeah, the drawings right there in the. Yeah, I remember. It was over in that area near the mint juleps.
Yeah, one of those photos is in the living room.
Yeah, the profiles of us
The profile
as
of you
kids and
guys.
teenagers.
You guys, I love that. I love that
You'll
picture.
have to
That's
grab
one.
them sometime. You'll have to grab them sometime or take a picture and then I can put it somewhere.
Good idea.
Yeah. So I don't have a picture right now of you at 11, but I do have a picture of you at 18 for grad night, which is right here. So take a look at that,
Actually,
everybody.
that's Daddy and I's honeymoon. Our
Oh,
picture.
even later. Then that my mama looked wonderful at 19, didn't she? She was just the most beautiful, stunning gem.
So let me tell you about Tom Sawyer Island. So we're over there, and we decided to go over there, and then there's a little raft thing that takes you right over the Tom Sawyer Island. I don't really think there's any reason to go over there any longer, as because okay, little kids don't know who Tom Sawyer is, and they don't care.
I mean, so I guess I don't know because I
There's
think
no rides over there either.
a lot of that stuff. Hey, Vita, I think a lot of
There's
that stuff.
cat. There's cat. There's like little things to go explore over there, but it's not very Disneyland-ish.
Yes,
So we're
that
over there.
section isn't as verbose.
No, it's not. So me and Grandma, my mom, and Uncle Bill, Billy Boy, go over there. And we're over there for, I don't know, we're over there for maybe an hour or so. And we are looking for Billy, and we are looking for Billy. We cannot find
He's
him.
how old? Six? Nine?
He's 9.
Nine.
I was 11. We cannot find him. And Tom Sawyer Island closes at dusk. So Grandma and I thought, well, maybe his little butt got on the raft and he went over to the other side and didn't say nothing. Because he was a bit of a goofball sometimes.
He would do things like that. It wasn't,
He would
it
do
wouldn't have
things
been a
like that.
surprise.
He did things that didn't make sense sometimes. So we go ahead and we go across on the raft too, and we cannot find him. We
Man.
cannot find him. We cannot find him. I am so angry. We wind up having to call Disney and have them help us and everything.
Disney police.
Oh, yeah, the Disney police. I'll tell you another story about Disney police. So, I'm getting so angry because this is my first time at Disney. Like I said, we were not a vacationing family. This is my first time there, and we didn't have a whole lot of time. And we wound up looking for him by assignment. It was all said and done. We missed 3 hours
Oh my
of
goodness.
our time. And it was getting dark over there. And the last raft was coming over. We finally found him with help from the Rangers.
Okay. Did
Finally
where?
found
Just
him. And what was he doing?
I don't know. What was he doing?
Hiding in one of those damn little caves over there on purpose.
On purpose?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I'm gonna
Part of
hide from you. It's
time.
gonna be super fun.
He hid because it was going to be super fun. And he hid too long. And Grandma and I had went across on the rack looking for him. And then he came out of his hidey hole and couldn't find us.
Oh.
And he didn't get on the raft by himself. It was just a fiasco.
Oh my goodness. So angry.
I wanted to beat him by the time
My
we found
goodness, my
him.
goodness. Well, you know, I mean, I guess that is the best possible, turnout of Uncle Bill goes missing at Disneyland is we find him a couple of hours later and my mom is angry. It's much better than never seeing him again. So, you know.
Oh, it's a ton better. It's a ton better,
I
but
just think it's funny because I'm sure grandma was like, well, I mean, I can't say it because I wasn't there. I can't be sure, but I would imagine grandma was a little more worried than you were.
Grandma was a little more worried than I was, and she wanted to whip his ass even more than I did. And this is 1972, you guys. Okay, you can spank your child in Disneyland, no one's gonna do shit.
Just right there in front of everybody, just
So,
on the raft back over to the
she
mainland.
did one of those things where she got him by the elbow and she's kicking him in the butt, going in circles. She did one of those things.
Well, Cheryl agrees this is also the best solution, because that kind of stuff can really scare the crap out of you.
So,
Like the time I went to the bathroom at Great America and you missed karaoke. The choices you make before you turn 12. But I was just like, I'm gonna go pee. I know the layout like this, like the back of my hand. Oh, I'm lost. Oh no.
I went back to Disneyland again in 1979
Yes.
for grad night.
Right.
And so only one of my children got to do grad night at Disneyland because it wasn't offered when you and your brother were in high school.
I don't remember it being, so I don't think
It
so.
wasn't offered. It wasn't offered. You guys went across the street to the pool for your
Oh
senior
yes,
party.
that was our grad night. Oh
Yes, it
jeez, that's so
was.
dumb. Oh my God, that was so lame. That was an
By the time your sister by the time your sister was a senior, grad night had been somehow reinstitutionalized at Logan High School.
apparently my class from my I mean this could have also just been like a teenage rumor that was swirled. But from my understanding, my graduating class was just terrible with money.
You probably had bad leadership.
Right. And so when it came down to it, there wasn't money for that stuff. I think that the proms were extravagant and the grad night was non-existent.
Your brother didn't have a grad night either.
And so that's a bummer. He graduated in 2000, right?
He did.
Wow, that's early to not have a grad night. In
Yeah.
2000 is still practically 1998, like it's a whole world ago. Like it really is. Like if you go back in
Well, yeah, your brother's gonna be at this in June, he'll be out of high school 24
I
years.
know, that's long enough to have like
Nuts.
that's long enough to have gone through grade school, like K through 12, twice. Again. And he's a school principal, so he's never left school. He went to college and then he went to more college. And then he went
Then he went to more college.
To more college and then went back to, and now he's a school principal and he's being honored by the city I saw on Facebook, Mom.
Yes, I did. We didn't know about that. We know what, but he's humble and he don't tell us about that kind of
Well, that's
stuff
silly. He
sometimes.
should have
Yes, he
invited you.
got honored
So,
by
Dad,
Tracy Police Department last night.
you should have he should have told you so Dad could have sat in the audience and been like, "That's my son."
I know, right? If he, but if it's not embarrassing, Dan ain't gonna do it.
Well, it wouldn't embarrass my brother. He'd just be like, "Yeah." So, I guess you're
It embarrassed your sister. Yeah, that's why he was like, "Hey, Melissa,
right. It's your
it's
daddy." Oh my goodness. Cheryl liked the submarine and th thought It's a Small World was cool.
It's a Small World. It's cool.
It's a small
Been
world.
to, and
And
I've
so.
been on, I finally got to go on It's a Small World when it was decorated for Christmas.
Ooh, sounds lovely. Christmas around the
It's
world?
very, very beautiful. I've not been to Disneyland for Christmas. However, I went when it was like the next day they were going to shut down they were going to shut it down,
clear it all
small
out.
World, and remove all the Christmas ads.
Okay, so it was like January 15th.
Yeah, it was the very, and I just happened to be there that day, so I got to see the park was not Christmased out anymore, mm-hmm. but A Small World was. So I got to see that. But, you know, and back in the 70s, they didn't really do all that decorating stuff for the holidays. There was no Halloween time.
No, it was just come to Disneyland.
Back then.
Just come hang out.
Yeah, that's more of a newer thing, you know. I mean, the electric, what, and back in 1972, the first time I went, the big deal was the electric parade. That was the big deal.
Yeah, they brought that back. They did that when in our last family trip we took. At least when I went on the last family trip. I don't know if you have had another family trip that I've forgotten since, that I missed. Oh, well, the last night, they had the electric light one was there.
Mm-hmm.
With the snail that went around and Peter's dragon and all that. Yeah.
I think it's not.
I remember them advertising it. Oh, this is big special event. The Electric Light Parade is back. You know, I like it was supposed to be a special attraction for a short time only.
So when I went to 1979, Papa Do Run Run was playing because they were the house band for them by then.
The legendary Papa Do Run Run.
They were the house band. They were a house band for Disneyland for 20 years, and in Tomorrowland where the stage comes up out of the floor from, you know, the stage comes up.
Yeah.
That was the stage they always played on. But when I went to Grad Night, no, they weren't there. They were over there on Main Street at the Carnation. There's a little stage at the Carnation ice cream place.
Right.
And that's where they were.
So back then, I mean, were they singing the same library of songs?
Yes.
So back then they were singing today's hits, and then as time went on, they became an oldies cover band.
Well, you know, they were kind of, you know, the Beach Boys had most of their stuff in the 60s.
Okay, so it was already a little bit past their time.
Yeah, but then in the mid-70s, the Beach Boys had like a resurgence, and the resurgence really came from what started the resurgence of the Beach Boys in the mid 70s was the movie American Graffiti.
Oh, because they provided the soundtrack, a lot of it.
Because there was two or three Beach Boys songs in American Graffiti.
Yeah.
And they did a big double album called Endless Summer.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of did a big resurgence of the Beach Boys for a little while. And then, of course, they came out with Kokomo and all those, you know, a couple of songs, too.
I remember Kokomo. Kokomo, when I was a kid, Kokomo was all over the radio. I don't know if it's because it was a recent hit or because it was a smash and oldie. I don't remember why. But I was under 10 in the Camaro, you know, Kokomo played constantly. I remember it.
Well, Kokomo is one of the songs that was written for and was in the movie Cocktail with Tom Cruise.
Ah, okay. So it was kind of revitalized.
Yes. And that was a new song of the Beach Boys. It wasn't from the 60s. It was a new song, but it was in the movie Cocktail.
Got it. Yeah, because I remember.
So the Beach Boys had this resurgence.
And so Papa Do was singing their hits.
Yes.
God Only Knows, I think, is Paul McCartney's one of Paul McCartney's favorite songs, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. It's like one of the most perfect written songs or whatever.
That's a great song. God Only Knows. And don't get it confused with Kid Rock's God Only Knows. Not the same dang song.
Very different. Blink. Hey, Blink. Blink says that Kokomo was released in 1988. So we are in the Camaro. Then it's 1992 or something. And so it makes perfect sense.
Yeah. My 1977 red Camaro.
The Camaro, or maybe the didn't we have a Thunderbird or something for a second? Was that Uncle Bill? I don't know. I remember one of the cars needed to be turned on with the screwdriver. I remember that.
That was a Sunbird.
There we go, a Sunbird.
My Pontiac Sunbird. Yeah, that car was ghetto. Well, you know what? Matt, you do what you can do, right?
Oh, of course. Oh, absolutely. I totally don't blame my car.
Yeah, well, what happened was somebody had broken into that car and messed up the dash. And we couldn't get it fixed. So We used to, yeah.
It's a flathead
I
screwdriver.
started that car with a screwdriver for a year, man.
No wonder I
For a
remember it
year.
so well. That was a long time.
Started it for a year.
Yeah,
And
yeah.
by the time I finally could stop driving that car, remember the windows didn't go down anymore?
Yeah, that car was, that was, the car was, it had
That
it.
car was a
It
POS
had
by the
it.
time
But
I
you know
got
what,
rid of
Ma,
it.
while you were suffering through sunbirds, Pontiac sunbirds or whatever that started with screwdrivers, you were also putting your pennies, nickels, and dimes away to be able to take your children to Disneyland.
Oh yeah. Well, we can only go every 4 years.
But we went.
But we went
Struggling
all
with,
three,
okay,
four
so there's
years.
another picture right below me. There's another picture of my Ma, my beautiful, young, vibrant mother with her big curly hair and her giant glasses, standing there in Disneyland with my older brother, who's the taller one, and little me
And
right there
little
on
Mac.
Main Street of Disneyland. Now, these are the
With your
pictures that you sent me on text, so you should know exactly which ones they are.
I'm holding you both of your hands.
Yes.
Yes, and you got your matching short sets on.
I don't know why you had to torture Stephen like that. I'm sure I didn't care. I'm sure I loved it, actually. Look at me. I'm dressed like my brother.
Actually, he was too young to care then. He was only
Like four or something?
let's see. He was like six.
Oh, see, I don't even know. I can't. I never. I can never guess somebody's age. I'm always wrong.
He was six and you were three.
I'm just a little squirt. I'm just a little squirt. Oh, Cheryl had a sunbird with a racing clutch.
Mine was a stick. It was a stick, but yeah, little two-door sunbird. And you remember it had your headlights had those like half covers. No, not fully, but just half covers
They do.
on them.
Yeah. Yeah, I
I
remember.
love that car. I love that car when I first got it. And and the reason why it just we just beat it to death.
Just drove it like
It
hell.
was my car I went to work in too. And the closest commute I ever had in my all my years of working was 18 miles. That was the closest I ever lived to work.
Ooh. I didn't
So
realize that. Hey, I mean, if it wasn't for the break-in and the broken dash, it would have been a completely different experience. But we didn't have to go to LA in that car, did we?
no, we didn't go to LA in that car, but you could do, it was a different time, you guys. Don't judge me, okay?
Oh, is
So
this one of
when
those floorboard stories?
I yeah, because when we went to Disneyland the very first time, when you guys you
Blue
were three
pickup.
and Matt was and your brother was six, we had a Ranger pickup truck
Yes,
with a bench
the little
seat.
blue one.
The little blue one.
Yeah.
We had a Ranger pickup truck, and that's what we went to Disneyland in. We didn't have the money to rent something to go in. And back then, when you were 3 years old, you wouldn't have to be in a car seat no more. There really weren't really weight and age
This
requirements.
is 1989, everybody, okay?
This is 1989, yes. So we went took off to Disneyland. We had your brother in between your dad and I, because like I said, it was a bench seat and there was no place for little Matt to be. So Matt was in the floorboard between my knees
For 6 hours.
for 6 hours.
Yeah,
Yeah, but we would pull over and let you stretch.
tinkle when we need to. I'm
But
sure,
yeah.
I don't know what I did in the floor. I entertained myself in some capacity.
Was it a good idea? Well, no, it wasn't a good idea. It wasn't a good idea for me to sit next to my dad in his car when there was no car seats at all. And the only safety you had was your parents' arm.
You're right. As they also were flying because they weren't in a seat belt.
No. And when you got tired, when you were really little and you got tired, you'd like get up in the back window because you could kind of lay down up there.
It's so crazy, Ma. It's so crazy because I remember being a child, right? And hearing people talk about yesteryear and being like, wow, that sounds like such old-timey stuff, right? And now you're talking about this stuff that I lived through and experienced. And I know that if somebody was sitting here and they're, 18 to 24 years old, hearing that, they'd be like, what was this, the Dark Ages? Oh my gosh, mind blowing.
I know, but it was, it was just different.
Well, there you go. Blink understands. Blink has never once been in a car seat, which means that you probably never were really once in a car seat either.
Oh, there was no such thing as a car seat when I was a kid.
Oh, they had to have some sort of strappy something that some sort of kind of flutin' rich person had.
It was a metal cage. kind of thing.
Just throw your kid in a cage.
It kind of, well, no. It looked, the actual apparatus of it kind of looked like a cage.
Oh, Blink, wear your seatbelt.
It kind of looked like, let's say you cut the top off of a high chair, an old metal high chair.
Okay.
Just the top of it off, the seat part. Strap it into a car. That's kind of what it was, just like a metal bar around you.
Yeah.
Nothing to really hold you in. More to corral you more than it is hold you in.
Yeah.
It was different.
It was different then.
I don't remember this, but I was told, as I was a baby at the time, there was a car accident on Highway 101 in California. Now, 101 goes from one end of it to another, you guys.
Yeah, it's a really long highway.
Big highway, and been in California forever.
Mm-hmm.
So I was about a year and a half old, and my mom said they got in a car accident on the 101. And of course, we didn't have seatbelts on. And my mom and I were in the back seat of someone's car, and the doors popped open, and her and I went rolling across the 101 freeway, but neither one of us were hurt.
Well, that's good. It wasn't even dramatic enough for you to remember.
Well, I was a baby.
Well, there you go.
I was a baby, but we had a couple of little knocks, but we were not hurt.
Well, that's lucky.
We didn't go to the hospital or nothing.
You know, all of that stuff was invented because of all of the people who didn't make it through those situations.
I know. So that was something.
But we made it there in one piece, as you can see from the photo.
Yes. Now, in that picture of me by myself, mm-hmm. I'm 19 years old in that photo.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why Daddy T, Matt's dad, and I went to there in the first place is because we were not 21 years old, and our possibilities for a honeymoon were limited because we weren't even 21 years old.
Couldn't go drinking.
We went to Disneyland.
I mean, that's fine. How many people go to Disneyland for their honeymoon anyway? You know.
And that photo cracks me up because you can really see that that's proof I am a brunette.
Yes, 100%. No doubt about it. My mom's natural original hair color
is
right
dark,
there for all to see at the ripe age of 19.
Yep,
get married 1980, right?
November 1st of 1980. So that's got to be in the first week of November sometime, that photo.
Yeah, just before Thanksgiving. So, you know, the turkey decorations were out at Disneyland.
They didn't do that.
Not even for Thanksgiving? Not even a turkey in a window somewhere?
I don't think so. They might have had, like, I don't know. They didn't even decorate for Christmas back then.
My gosh, you see my studio in progress where the pictures are now a donut?
I mean, now they have Main Street, it snows on Main Street and stuff.
Yeah.
They didn't do all that stuff back then.
Oh, goodness.
Hey, your dad and I went to Disneyland on that trip.
Yes.
He and I went to Magic Mountain on that trip.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. And you know who the entertainment at Magic Mountain was? I remember. It was Pat Boone, of all people.
Oh, God.
And his daughter was with him, Debbie. You light up my life. You remember that song,
you
guys?
I very much do.
Oh, it's a big deal, man.
I very much do.
Big deal.
Blink wants to know if Daddy T was blonde, because both of these kids look blonde. I don't remember being blonde myself.
Matthew, well, you didn't stay blonde very long, because you have the darkest hair out of my three children.
Well, hey, look at
so
that.
So by the time everybody. You were eight or nine, anymore. you were brunette by the time you were eight or nine. But yes. Matthew's dad, it was a natural blonde till he was in, you know, most people don't stay blonde. Their hair gets darker as they get older. Most people don't stay blonde. They don't. So, yes, Matt's dad was a natural blonde And he was a blonde till he was about 20.
Isn't
And
that
now he's.
wild? My mom married a blonde and wound up with a brunette.
Well, yeah, because my dad's natural hair was nearly black. It was very, very dark brown.
Well, thank you very much, Grandpa Al, for the darkness of my hair. I don't like the hairline though, so you can have that back. I'm kidding. Oh, goodness. Blink doesn't like that song. He says it's the worst song. They say it's the worst song ever.
You light up my light?
Yep.
Well, it's kind of tied with I will, it's on the same era too. Let's tie it with a couple other really lame songs of the time.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you guys remember Paul Anka? Having my baby. What a
People
wonderful way to
say,
show
saying
you
that you
love
love me,
me. Having
baby.
my baby. That song is lame. How about this one? Captain and Tennille. Muskrat Love. What kind of lame song is that?
Muskrat love.
Muskrat Love.
Muskrat love.
Weird.
Oh man, that's nothing like, Crocodile Rock or something, like that. That's high energy. That's pitchy. That's good. It's not pitchy.
Crocodile Rock. That's better. I
Yeah,
mean,
Crocodile, da 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 da. Just throw
well,
something at Nella
that's Elton
Johnson.
John.
Yes.
But my favorite from back then. From back in that era, for Elton John, B-b-b-Benny and the Jets. That's the best
Benny
one.
and the Jets, which was playing on the radio as we were vacationing in Los Angeles. I have to throw sentences like that. And, we fell off topic, but that's totally okay. Who cares? But I have to say sentences like that so it sounds like we're still talking about the topic. I was excited to see the Musso and Frank's sign on a ride at Magic Mountain, which is Cheryl's last name. So she was excited to see that.
That's cool.
Cheryl thinks that Afternoon Delight's a silly song.
Oh, yes.
And Bill and
Gotta get some afternoon delight.
Blink claims to not like any music until 1982. Blink claims to not like any music until 1982. Something from the 60s, 70s, 50s, 40s, 30s, 20s, 10s, ni zeros. Nothing from the 1800s. No songs from BC 42.
You better get you crack yourself open the
That means
Hotel California from the Eagles from 1978, because that's some damn good
every
music right there.
single Christmas carol is bl
Or,
ear bleedingly old.
no,
The
come
only
on, there's
Christmas carol that is
yeah.
okay to Blink is All I Want for Christmas Is You and anything that the Backstreet Boys put out on their Christmas compilation album.
Which I, you know what? Listened that to that this past season for Christmas. Not the best. Not the best ones there. And I like me
You
some
know,
Backstreet Boys.
it's one of those fan things, right? I heard myself say album in my monitor that I have, because you know how people are like, "Oh Matt, your voice sounds so great. How do you do it?" and stuff. It's because I can hear it too. Like you're hearing it right now.
Album.
Album. And it made me just like, "Oh, I do need to get this DJ job somewhere so I can just be like, Lenny Kravitz's new album hitting the airwaves now, ready to play it for you." Spinning the
Does Lenny
record.
Kravitz even come out with anything new? I don't know
No,
if
but
he
it was
ever
his
does.
birthday I saw, and there was some picture of him, and he's on steroids or something, because how could you be 59 years old or something and just be that rigged out?
I don't know. I don't know, Matt. For some people, and you know this, for some people, man, they don't have to do a whole lot of work. It just is in their DNA.
Yeah, and then also some people have lived blessed, successful lives where they've always had time and money to be able to spend on a good diet and exercise routine for 40 years.
Sure. Kravitz ain't got no money issues.
Nothing that
I
we
don't
know
think.
of, at least. Not like Lauryn Hill
I
or
tell you
whatever.
what, his remake of American Woman, that is a damn good song.
It's old now too, though, isn't it?
It's old now, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know anything. I
Really
don't
good.
know. I think the kids might know Lenny Kravitz as that one guy in the Hunger Games movie, which is also old now too. My, it's crazy how things get old fast. Holy smokes, Ma. How many things do it like? Stuff that came out when I was 23 is old now. That's almost 20 years ago.
Yeah, I know it.
Just the speed mod, because you know, we talk about it often. We have throughout our life too, you know, like the ages of 0 to 20 versus 20 to 40 is just the speed is insanely different.
Oh,
Which
and wait till you
just
get to that
means
whole
that
40 to
40 to
60.
60. But here's the thing though, I didn't, I 40 to 60, you have teenagers, graduating kids, college, marriages, babies being born, all of these things that are happening that probably aren't going to happen to me. So I wonder if my experience might be slightly slower than yours.
I don't think so.
Probably not.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Probably not. It might even be
To
faster.
me, that whole fast time is just math. That's all it is.
That's all, man.
Yeah, it's all math. You know, when you're 10 years old, a year is 10% of your lifetime. It's gonna seem like a long time. You're 100 years old, a year is 1% of your lifetime. Gonna feel faster.
Yes, it is. It's totally correct. Totally
That's
correct. Tom Jones. We're just listing things now. Blink says 1985 was the best year for music. 84 to 86, music-wise, was great. They only know what you need to know of the Beatles, so I don't even know what that means.
need to know the Beatles.
What is it like, you know,
I don't
Twist and
really like
Shout?
the Beatles.
Come on, baby, now.
My favorite Beatles. I have a
Twist
couple
and
of them.
Shout. It's
In
weird.
My Life is a great song.
Yeah, it's funny because when it comes to the Beatles, I don't really like the Beatles versions of Beatles songs. I like other people's versions of Beatles songs more than the originals, like almost all the time. If we're gonna listen to Beatles music, I expect it to be like from across the universe.
The movie?
Yeah, you know, or like the cover, the Crocker cover. Have a little help from my friends. Joe Cocker. Joe, right? Joe. Yeah. Wonder Years.
Have you seen that movie yesterday?
Yes. Yesterday,
Where
our dreams seem so
the Beatles
far
songs don't
away.
exist?
Yeah, that's an interesting
That's
little
a good
song.
movie.
Or an interesting little movie. And then like that guy, you know, the guy who plays the lead in it, you've never seen him before, and at least I haven't. He might be some sort of, you know, English superstar for all I know, but I don't know him from nothing. And so he's in this movie, you know, and he's in, and he's so unassuming when it comes to just his look. You know, he's walking through the lead of this thing, and he doesn't stand out like a typical Hollywood lead because he's not a Hollywood actor. He's from England, right? But then that voice, you know, the music flows out of his mouth, and you're like, oh, that's why they picked this guy. Oh, this is good. This is
It's a
real
good,
good.
it's a weird, but it's weird movie, but it's a good movie.
Yeah, and there's like two other people that know, but then they're like, oh, God. No, I can't. Go see it. I don't want to spoil it for you. Go see it if you haven't seen it
Oh,
yet.
look at that, it's streaming somewhere.
I'm sure it is. Hey Jude? Ah, okay,
It's a
so
good
Hey
song.
Jude is one that
It's a good song.
Blaine knows. Hey Jude. But again, you know, it's got to be the, I mean, I guess the John Lennon version's fine. John Lennon's fine.
Yeah.
You know, he was a good singer, good songwriter, very popular, very famous man.
Yeah.
I don't know if you ever heard of him before.
Heard of what?
John Lennon.
Of course I heard
He was
John
one of the
Lennon. Come on.
Beatles, is what he was.
John.
He was unfortunately the first one that we lost as well.
John Lennon was murdered on December 8th of 2018,
Oh, see.
of 1980.
How did 1980 become 2018 in your head?
I
That's
don't
really
know. I don't know why. I think I got eight in my brain. I don't know why.
That's funny.
But
So
of 1980.
you remember the exact day.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Why?
I remember the
Just because it
exact
was
day.
impactful? The
Because
whole world mourned.
it
The whole world.
was.
It was a,
It
it was
was.
a, yeah.
And he was so tragically murdered.
Yeah, like Selena.
Yeah, he was tragically murdered by some crazy fan.
Yep. I mean, a
And
little bit
he had
different than
earlier
Selena.
actually given the same dude an autograph.
Yeah, and that guy was just nuts. That's unfortunate.
Nuts, he's
It
still in
was it's just
jail.
a wild time. Wild time, you
I
know.
remember it very clearly. Your dad and I had we had only been in our well, we had only
Oh,
been
this is a
married
week
for
after you got
us.
married, or a month after you got married.
Yes. And we moved into that apartment on August 1st of 1980 and got married on November 1st of 1980. It's just a coincidence, But we have moved into homes on August 1st many times, two or three times.
Wow.
We have moved into our home on August 1st. It's your fated moving day. And it was, and that's also one of my grandmother's birthdays.
It's an important, you know, Ma, if you need to plan for something good in your life, plan to do it on August 1st.
Yeah.
You know?
It's my Grandma Lawless's birthday.
You know, seems to be a fated day for you. One that brings joy, expansion, you know, new things, births, houses. Anyway, whatever.
We even moved into this house on August 1st.
Isn't
that weird?
Right, so we have about 8 minutes left, and so we need to really rock it through Universal Studios. So it's much smaller than Disneyland. The last time I went, The Simpsons was there. I think they still are, but I prefer Back to the Future.
They are still there.
I read that they expanded it. They took down some studios and expanded the park itself to create Nintendo Land.
I heard about Nintendo Land. I don't think I'd be all that interested in it myself.
Maybe not you, but then, you know, I can think of a couple of Stevens that might enjoy it.
That's true.
You know.
That's true. Yeah. But for Universal Studios, for me, I love Disneyland because it's just magical.
Oh, it's magic.
But I like Universal Studios more.
It's economical.
Well, it's not a damn thing economical anymore. If you ever have an opportunity, I went on a VIP thing at Universal where they have a separate entrance and they feed you this fabulous breakfast, like really good.
Mm-hmm.
And then they take you to a restaurant at lunchtime too, but you have a guided tour for everything. And you have front passes for everything. And then you have like about 3/4 of your day with this guided tour.
Yeah.
And then they let you go, but you still have your lanyard for VIP everything.
Yes.
You even have VIP to get in front of line for soda or something. It's
super
crazy.
Awesome. You're like a superstar is what you are.
It is, but it's superstar kind of money too. It's not cheap.
No. But it is.
I don't even
experience.
Know if they still do that VIP thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they still have different layers of tickets, but I don't know if they go that deep into it anymore.
It's the most VIP kind of thing I've ever been to. Mm. I've been to other VIP things, but it was like.
That's wild.
It's pretty cool.
It's been a long time since I've been to Universal Studios. So you know. Nintendo Land wasn't there. The Mummy the Ride was there. They hadn't updated Jurassic Park yet. It was still the original Jurassic Park ride.
I haven't been there since they updated that either.
Yeah. But I tell you.
And
you know,
when you went, yeah. E.T. was still there. E.T.'s gone.
Oh, no. They used to say their names. Remember Steve gave
them
that
took
weird
E.T.
name?
Out some
like,
time
like,
ago.
Like Lisheb Garshwab or something? Like, just, oh,
yes,
goodness,
they took
my brother,
it out a long time ago.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, I remember that you flew over the town on the basket cart and, you know, and then like the bike and, oh, goodness, that was magical. I got to say, though, and I said it just a moment ago, but we got to dive into it a little bit. I preferred the Back to the Future ride over The Simpsons, I got to say. I just don't have that connection to The Simpsons like a lot of other people do.
No, Back to the Future. I would
Back
like
to
that.
Back to the Future was all the way. Plus, you know, they had Christopher Lloyd in it. They got all the actors to play their little parts in the thing. You went through time. You almost got eaten by a T-Rex. It was like Back to the Future 4, practically. And the only person that wasn't in it was Michael J. Fox, because he was just like, I am way too busy to be in your theme park, right, you guys?
Yeah. And they and they do this stage thing. They do this stage thing at Universal. They've been doing it for years. It's old and dated now.
Water World
is awesome, isn't it?
That's never going away. That's still there. So that's a water stunt ride show. It's not a ride. So you sit in the audience, but it's based on the Water World movie. But it's so dang exciting. It's never gone anywhere.
And it's full of stunt people. Crash plane that comes in,
yes,
and everything.
Yes, things crash into it, and there's all kinds of like fake gunfights and people falling off of tall things and falling in the water and jet ski stunts, and it's just super exciting.
And they have this dude in the audience that as you're coming in there and everybody's finding a seat, that they this had this dude that pranks everybody.
Yeah, he's just a
And
little
it's so
shade
fun to
master.
watch him. It's so fun to watch him, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, like throw somebody's fake cell phone in the water. We're like, oh,
Yes.
no, I got your one right here. Hey, get up there, you know.
It's hilarious.
It is. It's a great time. Cheryl said that they've never been to Universal, but hey, you know, Cheryl, I don't know exactly where I can't because I don't remember anything. You probably said it a thousand times, but I don't know where you live.
But
So
we haven't been to any, well, I haven't been to anything in Florida. We
yeah, you
haven't
know,
done
no
it.
Disney Worlds,
No
no
Disney World, no Europe.
Universals,
Yeah.
nothing.
No, we've only been
Jaws.
to the California ones.
You know, I don't think there's a Jaws ride, but Jaws is a part of the tram tour. So they have a tour, this the studio backlot tour, where you go through a lot of old sound stages that they've left up from, you know, classic movies. You pass by some classic cars that they've used in the films. You know, there's like three or four DeLoreans that they use throughout the production of Back to the Future. It's like, I guess
And
I
you
cared about
pass
that
by
movie.
a bunch of Fast and Furious cars too.
Yes, because that's a Universal thing. You
Yep.
can there's the Psycho House, which they threatened to tear down, but then people were like, and so they didn't.
If you go on the VIP tour, they let you off the tram at the Psycho House. And if you go behind the Psycho House, there's the torn up Jurassic Park. After the after all the T-Rex and everything got in there,
Oh,
and it's all
really?
torn up.
See, that's
And
part of
you
the VIP
cannot, if you
experience. You
go,
don't get to see
if
that
you're
on a
not on
regular
the
one.
V, if you're not on the VIP tour, you do not see it.
That's so cool. I gotta go on the VIP tour and see that.
It's behind the Psycho House. You get off the tram, walk past the Psycho House, and down a little ravine, and there it is.
Oh,
It's so
goodness.
strange.
Wow.
It's very cool.
But they yeah, so they have all and but they also have like little like action sequences set up on the thing too. You know, you go into like a flooded subway, which might have been part like a part of like an earthquake movie or something from way back when. I
Oh
don't
yeah, because
know.
the Bart's down there.
Because of what?
The Bart is there.
Yeah, the Bart.
Yeah, it's Bart. They have
Yeah.
used the Bart train down there.
Yeah.
Bay Area Rapid Transit, you guys.
Yes, yeah, it's just the metro to get around pretty much. And then past that on there, you know, spoiler alert for the tram, by the way. There's we run into King Kong. King Kong is very angry, tearing some stuff up. And then of course, blink, Jaws eats a poor fisherman and then jumps up at you.
And back in the, and you know, that Jaws thing had been there forever. So when the first time I saw it, it was really cool. Well, now it's, you see it as kind of janky.
Yeah. You know,
Kind
Cheryl,
of
I don't.
janky now.
Cheryl wants to know if they still have the Backdraft show. I don't think so. I think they replaced that with the Terminator thing.
They did. They took out the Backdraft show.
But then
That
the.
thing was cool
Yeah,
too.
it was. She said her brother said it was very accurate. Now, I don't know if your brother's a fireman or whatever, but yeah, from my understanding, that was a, not only a realistic display at Universal, but also a pretty realistic movie.
Yeah, and when you're in there, and if you go to that Backdraft show, like you said, it's gone. It's hot. You can feel it,
It's
man.
hot. Oh yeah,
It's hot.
it's very hot. Super hot. They replaced that with Terminator. I don't know what it is now. I'm sure it's not even Terminator anymore because that's not a viable franchise anymore.
Yeah, the Backdraft experience got removed some time ago.
I should tell you because Blink has said so, and if I don't tell you, Blink's going to say it four or five times before I do, because it happened last on Sunday when we were talking about General Hospital. Maxie did not wear that sweater today.
Oh, it's a good thing, huh? It's a good thing. Man, oh man.
Because she's
Oh
saving her
man,
money
that
to take her
sweater.
kids to Disneyland. That's what it is. So she's got to wear the moth-eaten clothes. It's important to take Georgie and James and Bailey. Yeah, she is three now. And Bailey to Disney.
Bailey Lou, they don't let her out of her crib.
Next time we see her, she's gonna be six. She Suddenly, Bailey Lou walks out. She's nine, same age as Donna.
Little dude was on today, though.
Whose little dude is it? Wiley? Ace?
No. But you know, Maxie's kid.
Oh, James.
Jane, yeah, Jane.
James,
I
James.
faded on his
Little
name.
James.
Yeah, James
Little
was on the
James.
show today. James was on the
Little
show
Sky
today.
Piper.
You know who she he put in her he put her in her place a little bit.
Her son put her Maxie in a place?
Tracy.
Oh,
He was
Tracy
over
put
there.
James in a place. See, I need to watch the show is what I need to
No.
do.
James put Tracy in his. Why are you so mean? He said.
Oh, see, look at that. Continuing to soften the icy heart of Tracy Quartermain. Now she's got children saying, why you tell me?
James is just a little dude still, you know?
Oh, goodness. Oh, goodness. Oh,
he was cute.
Show's so good, Ma. The writing change has been amazing. It really has. Really has. Things are crazy. Jex is breaking up. Are they? Time will tell. Oh, goodness. Okay. All right. That's it. That's it. That's it. We did the hour. We gave you the hour of talking. Of talking about Disneyland. A little bit of Universal Studios. And a lot of, like, music and cars for whatever reason. But hey, it's late night tonight, everybody. You never know what you're going to get live on YouTube.
Yeah, we're like that.
So, hey, you know, if you enjoyed yourself, go ahead and like the video. And if you didn't enjoy yourself, like it anyway. Subscribe to the channel if you want to hear us talk some more. What's up?
And on Sunday, we're back to normal, you guys. I'll be on at 9 o'clock. Days are
day.
No
way.
I'll be there.
We were about to sell your desk.
I know. And I'll be there at 11 for General Hospital, too.
So if you had a good time, like the video. If you didn't have a good time, like it anyway. Subscribe to the channel if you haven't done so. Especially if you enjoyed it. If you didn't enjoy it, subscribe anyway because it helps us out and it's a good deed.
I saw today on the X Twitter that we have 1,300 on there.
Yeah, you know, we got over 1,300 followers on Twitter. So if you want to join in that conversation, usually soap opera centric, and every once in a while I'll just tweet a complaint about something I'm facing in my life. Like, why is this line so long? How come TV shows are so short? That sort of stuff. You can follow us on Twitter at 10th floor GH10th floor GH. You can follow us on Twitter there. You can also send us an email if you want to just get in contact and be cool at 10thfloorgh@gmail.com. You can send us late night tonight ideas if you want to. You can send us questions. You can send us requests for advice. Can you imagine that, Ma? We get a letter from one of our followers and they're like, I'm facing this issue. What do I do about this disputed will? And then we get to chime in and give them terrible advice that they should not follow. Doesn't that sound great?
I could give advice, sure. You just
send
can't,
in your
like,
requests
you know,
for advice at 10thfloorgh@gmail.com.
I'll give you some advice. Sure, I'll give you some advice. Then, you know, you got to decide if you're going to use it or not.
You know, we're not going to call it legal advice. We're not going to even call it any sort of binding advice. But if you want to tell us your problems, we will give a solution, even if it's a bad one.
Yeah. You might be, you know. That. It kind of goes with everything else with us. You know, we got a lot to say, but we don't know crap.
Oh, wow. That's a great way. I need to put that on a t-shirt. That's going to be something I have to sell. I don't know. What was it? Oh, no. I need to write it down again. I know. Oh, wait, what? What'd you just say?
I said, we got a lot to say, but we don't know crap.
We got a lot to say, but we don't know crap. And then what I'll do is I'll put a little elephant next to it and a little donkey next to it.
Oh,
then it becomes a political t-shirt.
Oh, the political nonsense of today is about it's just gonna, no, it's not good. Not good at all.
My camera died. Well, the frog in my throat says it's time to go. You at 9 a.m. Sunday morning for Days for Dummies. Mom will be back. Me, Professor Angela, and my mother. Unless Professor Angela is stuck in the snow. But
yeah.
Either way, it's going to be me and Ma. And then there isn't going to be any time where I have to do it by myself until somebody pops on. So that's cool.
Mm-mm.
Like last time. And then 11 on Sunday, we're going to talk about General Hospital. We got 10th floor, the regular normal 10th floor podcast, the one that started it all 4 years ago, talking about GH.
And we almost at we about to head into our fifth season.
Yeah. It's pretty much the first week of February or of April is when I ticked up the season number.
April 8th was our first episode.
Yeah, it was the first Saturday. Mm-hmm. And then that means that the beginning of our fifth season will be April 6th, 2024. Mm-hmm. That's coming up in 2 weeks, everybody. So, you know, maybe we'll plan a party.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, I don't know. Wear a hat, put some balloons up. I don't know. We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. But hey, if you want to party with us for our fifth season opener, subscribe to the channel and come hang out with us on Sundays. That's it. Next week, I don't know what we're talking about. We'll talk about something.
We're talking about something.
Figure it out. But I'm out of here. This is it. Here comes the credits. You know, Paul Schaefer's playing. You know,
Paul Schaefer.
That's it, everybody. Thanks for coming. I've been Matt.
I've been Kat.
And we'll catch you next Thursday for something and Sunday for all of our other podcasts I just talked about. Goodbye.